It was Paul's right as a Roman to be tried before Caesar the emperor, but his choice to do so made it necessary to send him from Caesarea in Judea to Rome in Italy, where Caesar lived. In those times, there were no ships sailing at regular times from city to city. People who wanted to go someplace across the sea had to wait until they could find a ship carrying things to those places. Paul and some other prisoners were placed in the charge of a Roman centurion or captain named Julius to be taken to Rome. Julius found a ship sailing from Caesarea to places on the shore of Asia Minor. This ship would take them a part of the way to Rome. He took Paul and the other prisoners on board this ship, and accompanying Paul were his friends, Luke the doctor, and Aristarchus from Thessalonica. When they set sail from Caesarea, Paul had been in prison for more than 2 years. They followed the coast northward to Sidon. There they stopped for a day, and Julius the centurion was very kind to Paul and let him go ashore to see his friends who lived there. From Sidon they turned to the northwest and sailed past the island of Cyprus and then westward by the shore of Asia Minor. At a city called Myra, they left the ship and boarded another one, which was sailing from Alexandria to Italy with a load of grain from the fields of Egypt. Soon a heavy wind began to blow against the ship, and it sailed very slowly for many days. But at last they came to the large island of Crete and followed its southern shore in the face of the wind until they found a harbor, and they stayed for a few days. But this harbor was not a good one, and they decided to leave it and sail to another. Paul now said to them, "Sirs, I see that this voyage will be with great loss to the load and the ship, and with great danger to the lives of us all." And he urged them to stay where they were at anchor. But the owner of the ship and its captain thought that they might sail in safety. Julius the centurion listened to them rather than to Paul. So when a gentle south wind began to blow, they set sail once more, closely following the shore of the island of Crete. But soon the wind grew into a great storm, and the ship could not face it and was driven out of its course. Behind the ship was a